Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, when you find out exactly what's happening right now, when you find out where we're broadcasting right now, you are going to want to get into your cars and head down to the delicious destination where we are celebrating whiskey. We're celebrating the wonderful world of cigars. And we are about to dive into some amazing life-changing steaks because for this Saturday, we're broadcasting live from the PY Steakhouse at the Casino del Sol Resort. And you know what? We talk about broadcasting live every Saturday at 5 o'clock in the middle of a great happy hour. And this is just not any happy hour. This is the 777 happy hour. It's going on right now with deep discounts on cocktails, on draft beers, on wines. In fact, half off all oysters during the 777 happy hour. Come on out here to the PY Steakhouse and just imagine the way a steak is supposed to be, along with some wonderful fall flavors that we're going to be talking with Chef Roderick Ledesma about a little bit later on in the show, because the new fall menu just came out. So hang on tight with us and get ready to celebrate the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. Well, speaking of hot, because he's all aflame wherever he goes, because wherever he goes, there's always a premium cigar lit with intention. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie, proud veteran, and the director of food and beverage at the Forum at Tucson. Please, fellow foodies, put your hands together for my good friend, Michael Lopez is here. Mike Lopez, good to see you, man.
Matt Russell, it is a beautiful day here in Tucson. You couldn't ask for it anymore. 80 degrees, Thanksgiving week. What else can you ask for?
I know the rest of the country, you know, I was watching some college football today. There is snow falling.
They're drooling just thinking about what we've got going on here. You know, Matt, we are surrounded by the Triple T, the holy trinity of all that is Tucson. We have tequila.
Yes.
We have T-bone steaks.
Oh.
And we have tamales. When you add that mix together, you've got a great life going on.
You got all the basic food groups right there, right?
We'll add a cigar from Jerry's Tobacco Cigars.
You know, one of the great places to come and enjoy a cigar right here indoors because we are on tribal land out here at the PY Steakhouse. I love this lounge. You can actually have a cigar here. And I'm glad you brought out Jerry's. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But let us hoist our glasses high to celebrate another beautiful day that we have been given. I have chosen for this cocktail Mr. Steven behind the bar at the PY Steakhouse. I actually asked him, I said, I want you to give me a bourbon that I have never heard of before. And he said, so you don't want Maker's Mark? I said, no, I don't want Maker's Mark. And he went into the back room and pulled out the dusty bottle of Larceny bourbon. So I've chosen a lovely glass of bourbon. What are you drinking to start the show out with?
I am starting off with a very simple Tanqueray and tonic.
Beautiful.
Keep it simple, keep it classic, and life will be good.
I love it. And like you said, 80 degrees outside, a wonderful refresher going beautifully with the opus that you've chosen to smoke. What's been going on in the world of Mike Lopez these days?
Matt, it's a busy time. This is a favorite time of year. Work is going fantastic. We've got a lot of great things going on at the Forum of Tucson. We're a senior living community that provides independent care, assisted living, memory care, skilled nursing, inpatient, outpatient rehab services. Right. So it's a tremendous opportunity over there. We've got some great things. Our executive director, Hillary Lace, was just named the Senior Care Administrator of the Year at local Tucson Media.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
Massive. Great undertaking. Tremendous honor for her to be
here. When you think about how many folks with her position are in this community, she rises to the top, and
Absolutely.
That's that Forum brand.
Yeah,
right?
That's the team we've assembled there, and great things are still to come. We're well on our way to making that the place to be. Our executive chef, Eric Catalano, and I, we work very closely together.
I love that dude.
Tremendous.
You brought
guy.
Him on the show.
He's been on.
Last year. For his On the Menu Live debut.
Correct.
And it was really a lot of fun getting to know that guy.
Great guy. He's very passionate, very, you know, brings a lot of great creative energy into the world, and we love having him aboard with us.
I love that.
We have Thanksgiving coming up this week, as we all know. He's put together a tremendous menu this week. We're looking at lasagna bolognese. We've got a classic herb roasted turkey. Lemon pepper whitefish, fried green tomatoes with hollandaise sauce.
Okay, now I got to stop you. This is what we call a senior living community.
There's no holds barred.
Okay, so obviously the culinary experience is at the heart of what your residents are experiencing.
It's what we do every day. It's why we're there, and it's a pleasure and honor to be a part of that community.
Absolutely love that. So they're really experiencing the season at the center of the plate, starting with Thanksgiving, but moving on through the rest of the holidays.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they are. So coming into the holidays, you know, we observe all the major holidays. We observe, you know, Christmas coming up. We celebrate Hanukkah. We do all everything that we can for our residents. Part of our diet we work on there is called the Mind Diet, which is focused towards Alzheimer's. It's a Mediterranean intervention for a neurodegenerative delay. It's a diet that's rich in green leafy vegetables, nuts and berries, beans, whole grains, chicken, olive oil, and a glass of wine.
Why not?
Why not?
And, you know, and I love that that's – it's not just sort of healthy eating in that respect. I mean, research has shown that that approach, that lifestyle actually does have brain health benefits.
Absolutely. So it's a wonderful menu. Chef is very creative putting that together, not only just from the food and beverage standpoint, but we also provide – we've got a silver and gold event coming up in November where we'll have Victorian clothing Christmas carolers throughout the community.
Oh, I love that.
You know, singing, coming around. We were fortunate enough in September to host a Boys and Girls Club dinner. We did a five-course French-inspired wine dinner, raising over $13,000 for the local Tucson Boys and Girls Club.
That's beautiful.
Just a great community, not only with our own residents and guests there, but outreaching and all over Tucson.
And you have many different levels of care out there at the Forum, right?
Yes, we do.
I mean, no matter where you are on that kind of that senior journey, you know, from retirement on to advanced levels of care, wherever you are on that journey, you have a program for everybody.
It's through every stage of life, and it's an honor and a privilege to be a part of that, to help them celebrate their life and to provide whatever care and service we can to make those transitions easier.
And food is at the center of care and service.
Food is the center of the world.
Remind our listeners exactly where the Forum at Tucson is.
The Forum at Tucson, we're at 2500 North Rosemont Boulevard. So we're right behind the TMC complex, just north of Grant Road on Rosemont Boulevard.
Right, absolutely. Everybody knows where that is.
Very well.
What are you liking these days in the food and beverage scene, Mike Lopez?
The food and beverage Tucson is just on fire.
I wish we had a two-hour show.
There's not enough time. You know, Tucson, as we know, was the only city in North America that was voted the City of Gastronomic Importance by UNESCO.
That's exactly right.
So there's so much creativity and passion here in the Tucson community. You know, we get out as often as we can. Local favorites, we still, you know, Jonathan's Cork.
Yes.
Travis over at the Parish is just pushing the culinary bar every day.
Totally.
He's just in a world all of his own. You know, we still hit, you know, the Spaghetti Western place, our brother C.J. Ham.
Yeah, right over there, Classic on Stone Avenue. Everyone is raving about this place.
Spaghetti Western, Mulligan's Tavern. He's involved with Mulligan's Tavern now. El Charro Steak is now offering a farm-to-table Sunday brunch. Anything with Gary Hickey and the Fullers family does is going to be top-notch.
Agreed. And Gary Hickey, I should say, just won the finals of the Tucson Knife Fight.
Last one day.
Which I had the privilege to MC.
Yes.
Watching Gary Hickey work is like one of the biggest privileges of my life. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, a lot of people might take some of this stuff for granted. When you watch a true chef go to town and do what he or she does as their craft, there's so much love and passion with what they do. I just love watching him work.
You know, when you put love into the plate, it's always a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know, Gary brings that every day. There's so many, such a creative and environment here in Tucson, you know, place to place, no matter where you go. The Culinary Dropout just opening up recently over at the old Grant Road Lumberyard. You know, they're bringing it. They're doing a great job.
First Fox
there.
Restaurant to open in Tucson in 10 years.
Exactly.
We're really excited about that.
Yeah, we had been to them in Phoenix before. So Megan and I have been up there to Phoenix to sample it. But they've got stuff down here that's not even available up there.
Well, you mentioned Jerry's. We're going to be talking about a little bit of, later on in the show about what's going to be coming up for Jerry's.
Sure.
But I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to stay exactly where you are. You know, I want you to keep enjoying that gin and tonic and keep sucking on that cigar because we have to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. But Mike Lopez, when we come back, we're going to be talking about how the season is expressed in the tamale. How do you unwrap the season when it comes to masa? And we're going to be talking with Tucson's titan of tamale himself, Todd Martin from Tucson Tamale. So, Mike, don't go away. Stick around. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the Commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of Commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon, or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. And the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order. 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the heart of another 777 happy hour at the PY Steakhouse in Casino del Sol, right at the heart of where you need to be with my celebrity co-host, the food and beverage director for the Forum at Tucson, Mike Lopez. Always fun hanging out with you, dude.
Oh, Matt, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? You talked a little bit about the season expression there at work, and tis the season. And when we think about the season and when things start shifting from the hot temperatures of the summer into the cool temperatures of the fall, we think about the season expression on the plate and in the glass. And here with us to talk about the historic role that the tamale plays in a seasonal expression in the culinary arts, I want everybody to welcome Tucson's titan of the tamale himself from the Tucson Tamale Company, our good friend Todd Martin. Todd, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you?
Oh, great. We are having such a blast. I always love chatting with you because I learned something new, something fun, something fresh about this classic traditional dish that is at the heart of the story of seasonal celebration. Now, Todd, when we think about tamales, I mean, yes, there are great beef tamales. Yes, there are great green chili tamales. Those were sort of defining the experience years ago. But when I heard that the USA Today did a roundup of the country's best takes on turkey and included Tucson tamale in a conversation about turkey, I'm wondering, what in the world are you guys doing at Tucson Tamale? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so great question. So first of all, it was really great to be featured in USA Today. They looked at some of the top takes on turkey, and they included our turkey and cranberry tamales. And it was actually our first year in business. The holidays were coming up, and I said, what can we do for Thanksgiving? And I just started experimenting. And, you know, my first thought was that with the masa, that's like a cornbread, right? So that's traditional. So I roasted some turkey. I made a maripois. I mixed the turkey in with it, put in some cranberries, and I put that inside. I added some sage into the masa, and it literally, every bite tasted like a complete Thanksgiving dinner. And it's just been a hit ever since.
Todd, you're breaking all the rules there. You're breaking the rules.
Okay, sage in the masa, Todd Martin?
That's amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely gorgeous. So where did the idea come from that you really could use the tamale as kind of a canvas to express different flavors that just were never part of the traditional tamale conversation?
Yeah, years and years before I ever actually started the tamale business, it just dawned on me one day that a tamale is like a sandwich in the sense that anything you put in between two pieces of bread becomes a sandwich. And I thought, well, that's what masa is like, the bread. And anything you can put in masa becomes a tamale. And that's when I started playing with different flavors. And, boy, we've just had some great ones over the years. But it's, why limit a tamale to two things? Tamales. And then when I started looking at tamale tradition around the Americas, there's hundreds of different traditions that includes all kinds of things. And not that we do this yet, but if you look back thousands of years ago, they actually made insect tamales. So you know, cricket protein's the in thing these days. Maybe next year. Who knows?
I love that. Well, you know, you're talking about, you know, hundreds of these kinds of things across across America. When the last time you were on the show, you know, the word had gotten out, Todd Martin. I mean, you, people just loved and embraced this idea that you and Sherry had put together years ago about what a tamale can really be. But word has really gotten out, and I think I've lost count how many retail spaces Tucson tamales are available across the country now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's actually, it's been really exciting this year. We are now sold in over 1,000 stores around the country. We're sold
in
every state except, actually, I think we do have one store in Hawaii that actually sells them now, too. So we're in every state. It's just, it's been phenomenal.
So no matter where you are across the country, you know, you're going to be able to have a taste of Tucson, a legitimate taste of Tucson, by sinking your teeth into a tamale that, now I would imagine that you have these laboratories now with machines that make these tamales, because clearly, Todd Martin, you cannot hand make a tamale that is going to go into 1,000 stores across the country, right?
Wrong, man. we do. We have, of course, we think they're the best team in the world. Every day, you know, there's 35 people back there working every day making tamales. And every single one is wrapped by hand because the corn husks, you know, they're not consistent. You can't get a machine to do that. And it just doesn't have the same love, even if you did. And this time of year, we're actually making about 15,000 tamales every day.
Okay, this is something that just rendered both of us speechless. You are hand making 15,000 tamales a day.
Okay, Todd. So I think I just broke a tooth when my jaw dropped there when I heard that amount. That is just okay. A massive amount.
I need to do the math here, and I know this is busy season, but how many tamales will Tucson Tamale, hand assemble in the year 2017? I want to know the answer.
For the entire year, it's going to be close to 3 million.
Okay, 3 million.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Tamales made by hand by the gifted team here at Tucson Tamale. So we talked about turkey and cranberry tamales, you know, oven-roasted turkey, fresh cranberries, carrots, celery, sage masa. You know, the season is expressed through tamales. Not only can you get them here at all of the locations at Tucson Tamale, but you can have them shipped all over the country, in fact. But how can people learn a little bit more about Tucson Tamale, and especially how can they make plans to make sure that Tucson Tamales are on their seasonal table this year, Todd?
Just TucsonTamale.com, and that has shows you where all the stores were sold in, shows you where our restaurants are, shows you how to order online. Couldn't be any easier.
TucsonTamale.com. Anyway,
yep.
Todd Martin, I want you to... I want you to go back and give a hug to all of your entire team, most especially to Sherry. Let everybody know how much we love them. We love you. We love that you sort of randomly stumbled across this opportunity that literally changed your life a few years ago. And this community, nay, this country, Todd Martin, thanks you and appreciates everything that you do. TucsonTamale.com. Order up now for the holidays and beyond. Todd, thank you so much for everything you do in this community.
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Have a great night out there. Love.
Happy Thanksgiving, Todd.
Love PY Steakhouse. It's our favorite.
Oh, what a great testimonial.
We're glad you're here with us.
And what a great segue. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, there's a man who shakes and stirs with love and intention. Aaron DeFeo, the resort mixologist out here at the Casino del Sol, is going to be talking about what's shaking and stirring behind the bar. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. It's all about fresh. Ultra premium, first cold press. And trust me, these distinctions make a world of difference in extra virgin olive oils. And some of my favorite flavors of the world are now on tap at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Stop in today to learn what the Southern Hemisphere tastes like. From the mild Arbosana from Chile, a delicate oil with notes of green almond and banana, to the Picholin from Australia, a big and pungent oil that delivers loads of spice and pepper on your palate. Sample more than 20 gourmet olive oils in Alfonso's portfolio, along with a delicious lineup of aged balsamic vinegars that will transform your home into an Italian marketplace. And while you're there, discover some great gift ideas for your next party, try out some fun kitchen accessories, and sign up for their series of community cooking classes and other special events throughout the year. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the PY Steakhouse at the glorious, the magnificent, the unbelievable Casino del Sol Resort in the middle of a 777 happy hour. Deep discounts on great cocktails and glasses of wine and drafts, half off oysters. Having a great time with my celebrity co-host from the forum at Tucson, Mike Lopez.
Matt, I don't even know what to say. The tamale, 156 dozen tamales an hour. That's what a tremendous undertaking. What a staff.
I tell you what. And speaking of undertaking and staffing, you know, there is a guy who has done some undertaking and some staffing in his world when it comes to the world of mixology. And I ran into this guy last Friday at the Crush party at the Tucson Museum of Art. And he put a cocktail together that literally stopped me in my tracks. And I had to say, dude, what are you doing next Saturday? Because I got to find out what's going on inside your head. Because every time you come out to the Casino del Sol, you learn something new about what a spirit can be. And here he is in the great spirit that he is, the property resident resort mixologist at the Casino del Sol, my good friend, Aaron DeFeo.
Oh.
Man, look at everybody around here is rising to their feet, Doc.
That rose petals.
Entirely too enthusiastic, but thank you. Thank you so much for having me
on. What in the world was that cocktail that you made for me on Friday night?
The cocktail that we were serving was the Night Moves. It's one of our kind of staples that we have here on the cocktail menu. It's the only tiki-inspired cocktail one of the only tiki-inspired cocktails that we do, and we serve it in a tiki mug. And even though we're a steakhouse and we focus on whiskey, we still wanted something tiki, and that's the beauty about tiki is that you can still incorporate whiskey into it, and we do. We use our single barrel Buffalo Trace, and that's what you were tasting
yes.
in the cocktail
yes.
the other night. Single barrel Buffalo Trace, a little bit of overproof Jamaican rum. It was called Smith & Cross. Banana liqueur, coconut milk, local honey, fresh lime, all flash blended and served with crushed ice. It's really
flash. I love when Aaron DeFeo flash blends.
And I was flash blending with a whisk, so it was a lot of
like
effort.
Literally yeah. flash blending.
Yeah. Well, Aaron, just hearing this, I'm growing dreadlocks as we speak. just hearing my creation. Your libations are head and shoulders above all over town. So thank you for what you do to Tucson.
Oh no, I mean, but the great thing about Tucson is that we really are. The tide is rising for everyone. And if you look around town, there are just
exactly.
some unbelievable spots that have opened up and new bars. And, you know, what I really want to see in Tucson, and I don't mean to depart from talking about that cocktail, but what I would really love to see in Tucson over the next 5 years are some actual, you know, more bars opening up that are focused on cocktails. Right now we have a lot of restaurants that do cocktails, and that's great. I mean, we're a restaurant that does cocktails. But I would love some freestanding establishments that, you know, are their
beautiful.
Focus is drinks and their focus is the bar experience versus, hey, we're a restaurant. Because, frankly, I'm a late goer-outer. I mean, I don't eat dinner until you know, 9 o'clock, and, you know, as is the Tucson way, a lot of restaurants start to close down between 9
right.
and 10.
Right.
You know, and so I miss out on some of the greatest spots in town. Luckily, we're open till 11 here on the weekends. Yeah. And later if you want the bars.
I love that attitude. I mean, I was in Barcelona for my wife's 50th birthday. We did a two-week food and beverage tour of France and Spain. We ended the night at a place called Gimlet, which is a beautiful cocktail bar in Barcelona. And it was. It was craft cocktail. The bartenders weren't wearing white coats. It's exactly the world that we're talking about. You mentioned local honey. When you sit down with someone like Ryan Clark, he has a passion for local ingredients at the center of the plate. You think local has a role to play in the glass as well?
Oh, I think any time that we can, we do. You know, I'm a person who doesn't like to do things just for the sake of doing them. So if Tucson doesn't produce, let's say, a really good ingredient, I won't use it just for the sake of saying, hey, I want it to be Tucson.
Right.
I want the best possible ingredient in the glass.
Right.
But when the best possible ingredients are Arizona products and specifically Tucson products, like when you're doing something with pecans and you want to do a pecan orgeat, like we usually dig this out every holiday season, but we'll dig out the old Green Valley pecan orgeat that we make.
Oh, my
because,
gosh.
I mean, we have some of the greatest pecan, you know, sources in the country here in southern Arizona. So, I mean, it makes no sense to go to Walmart and buy a bag of pecans.
Why would you do that?
Well, convenience, I would imagine.
So what's trending behind the bar these days at the PY Steakhouse?
Well, I mean, we've been pushing our menu pretty hard for the last probably 6 or 8 months. And, you know, we're going to make a few tweaks here in the next month or two seasonally. But, I mean, it still hasn't gotten cold. So until it gets cold, it's kind of hard to drag out the winter menu. you know, we'll do a little few one-offs. But, I mean, I think, you know, I'm still really a big proponent of not getting too complicated. I say that as we rolled out this last year a 32-drink list. You know, I guess.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Keep it classy.
I mean, but the drinks themselves are not entirely crazy. Most of them are 4 or 5
right.
ingredients.
Yeah. So I want you to stick around because I got one more question to ask you, but sure. We're up against a news break. So don't go away, Aaron DeFeo. We're going to take a quick news break. Thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the great food experience and the cuisine from the gifted hands of Chef Roderick Ledesma. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell with my celebrity co-host Mike Lopez, food and beverage director at the Forum at Tucson, having a great time at this live broadcast from the PY Steakhouse at the Casino del Sol, deep in the heart of 777 Happy Hour. And Aaron DeFeo, the resort mixologist, we were just talking about this during the commercial break, and I didn't want you to go away with telling this community about this whole 777 thing because it's blowing me away.
Well, we made the decision a month or two ago to roll out a really comprehensive happy hour program, and basically this is it. If you're in this building and you're at one of our outlets and it's before 7 p.m., it's happy hour. That's all you need to know. We've got great happy hour specials at each one of the outlets. They're all different. On our casino floor, though, any of our single barrel products, those are the barrels that we pick out. We have 9 of them. Those are all $5. And on the casino floor, that's 8 a.m. until 7 p.m.
They're all what?
$5.
Single barrel.
Pour, that's correct. Knob Creek, Elijah Craig, Herradura.
For $5.
Reposado, $5.
Starting when?
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Right,
I want to be
right at the center bar. Zemo's,
I want to be that guy. Okay, remind everybody again when the 777 starts.
It starts at whenever the outlet opens. So if you want to go get happy hour at Tequila Factory, it starts when Tequila Factory opens and it goes until 7. So
I love it.
So any of the outlets, Ume all day from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m.
I mean, yeah.
7 days a week.
You can't beat it. 7-7-7 happy hour out of the gifted hands and artistry of Aaron DeFeo. Aaron, love you, man.
Thank you.
Love everything
you so
you're
much.
About. The cocktail that I'm drinking right now, which was hand-delivered to me by Donald Mulchan, we're going to have to figure out what in the world went on when Stephen was creating this cocktail, because this is changing lives over here at the broadcast table. And speaking of changing lives, Mike Lopez, we've got a couple of guys here, and I've been following – you know, it's an interesting story that both of them tell, because here we have a man who, because of his gift, the local Iron Chef of Tucson community decided that there needed to be term limits. And then to his left, we have a chef whose career I have been following for many, many years. His work has been celebrated across the country. And when I heard that the two of them together were going to be able to share their gifts with this community, nay, with the world, under the same roof, I said, I got to get these guys on the show. And I want to have one introduce the other, because one, you know, he's his boss, and I think it would be kind of fun to hear him introduce this guy to this community. And without any further ado, this guy needs no introduction. He is the three-time Iron Chef of Tucson and the executive chef at the Casino del Sol Resort. Mr. Ryan Clark is here.
What's going on, Matt? How we doing?
Oh, nice to see you, man. Thank you so much for having us out here. I mean, it is always a delicious discovery, whether we're having a cocktail, whether we're, you know, rolling up our sleeves and getting to the heart of the culinary story here at the PY. I mean, you just love telling stories wherever you go through your expressions.
There's a little bit of everything going on. That's why I like working out here. Every day is a little bit different between the entertainment, the food, the gaming, the drinks. It's a great place to be.
No, I love it.
And this guy right here to my left.
Okay, this is very exciting.
This is the man.
I'm not going to introduce him. You're going to introduce our next guest, and it's all you.
You know, when I got the promotion, I took over the entire property here. I knew I had to find somebody great to take over the PY Steakhouse. We have over 30 local purveyors that we use. We're sourcing all local beef. And I thought, I need to find a chef that has connections with these same vendors, who's involved in the Tucson community. And I looked all over. There's a bunch of great chefs in town. But I really set my eyes on Star Pass, because they have a great culinary program over there.
Right.
And Melissa Kelly is one of the best chefs in the nation. Mm-hmm. And the chef who's been there at Primo, running the Primo and holding everything down for them, is this man to my left, and that's Chef Roderick Ledesma.
Roderick Ledesma. I mean, now he's blushing. He's blushing. His cheeks are turning the hue of the whiskey that I'm about to enjoy. Look at that. And look, he's so humble. Look at him. Roderick Ledesma, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I am so excited that you're here. And when I heard a little whisper that you were going to be the chef de cuisine here at the PY Steakhouse, I just thought, you know what? This is a relationship that just makes sense. But I got to ask you, what's it like working with Ryan Clark, Rod?
I mean, it's been really cool. Like, we get to bounce ideas off each other. We both love food. Like, I think we both have the same mentality about food, whether it's, you know, like sourcing locally or just finding the best product. And it's really cool being able to throw ideas around and come up with some really cool menus.
And getting the nod from Melissa Kelly is no small feat, man. I mean, you know, hearing the story and having her discover your gifts and then having your story being told across the country, and to be able to say right here in Tucson, we can brag a little bit by saying, you know what, Rod Ledesma is ours, everybody. Hands off, because he's Tucson. That is just something extraordinary. And, you know, at this point in your culinary career, I mean, you're not 40, you're not 50, you're not 60. You know, you're just making news wherever you go, and you have a whole lifetime ahead of you, man. I mean, pinch me. So much fun. So I would imagine you had a long list, Ryan Clark. You know, you came out here as chef de cuisine at PY Steakhouse, really helped to kind of transform what this restaurant really could be. I mean, there are some great steakhouses that I love to go to, but most of the steakhouses that I love, I go to them because I love a great steak. Now, you have a great steak here, but I love tasting my way through the menu, because it's not just about a life-changing steak. It's about the palette of flavors and ingredients that you work with while celebrating the local purveyors. So when you decide, okay, there's a world of opportunity. They're giving you the nod to take over the entire culinary program here. Someone's got to fill your shoes. There must have been a line a mile long of folks to take your place here.
Oh, we had a lot of applicants. And, you know, Rod stood out from the very beginning. You know, he's a phenomenal chef. And just being able to have somebody that comes in and understands, you know, the farms and the different vendors that we're working with and have that personal relationship, that's what's important to me. You know, when I came out here, I wanted the casino to be more involved in the community than it was before. And it believe me, this is a community. This is a local casino. And, you know, I think we've really done that and, you know, just hit out of the park. And, you know, I'm excited to see what Rod does with the upcoming menus. You know, fall, he did a great job, and this menu is just absolutely phenomenal.
We're going to be talking about the fall menu and kind of what really inspires Rod Ledesma when it comes to the fall experience. But, I'm curious. We talked a lot about local. You know, Aaron was talking about local honey in the cocktail. You really are a food and beverage program that celebrates the gifts of the area that we all love and live in. And I'm curious, Chef Rod Ledesma, when we're talking about local farms, local purveyors, do you actually, you know, get out of the office a little bit and actually get to know the farmers and really spend some time hearing their stories? Because when you come back and express who they are and what they are, you probably want to have a pretty good relationship with these guys.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that I kind of preach to my team also, that when you meet these guys and you go to their farm or you see what they're doing, it makes you respect the ingredients so much more because you know how much care and love and effort and work it went into making, whether it's, you know, lettuce or the pork belly or whoever it is. They put so much of themselves into the product that they're giving us that we need to respect it and utilize it to its full extent.
I wish I had another hour, and I'm going to ask Chef Mike Lopez about that, because you just hit on something that was really kind of inspiring to me. When you talk about respect for the ingredients, I don't know that I've ever heard a chef talk about respect for the ingredients, because, you know, you work the line, right? You chefs have all worked the line. You know, you work high volume atmospheres. Mike Lopez, can you respect an ingredient when you're working at a restaurant that is such, you know, that is world renowned? I mean, that speaks to me.
You know, Matt, respect starts from inside. If you respect your ingredients, you respect your food, you respect through the entire cooking process, the preparation of it, and that shows up on the plate. You know, when you begin with love, you end with love. You know, I was a fan of Rod's when he was out at the Star Pass. You know, so coming here, he's working under, you know, Ryan Clark, 3-time Iron Chef winner, had worked under Danny out at Star Pass.
Right, Danny, you know, Perez. Yeah,
Danny,
you
Perez, 2-time Iron Chef winner. I mean, that's a lot of power and knowledge there. So when you combine that love and that respect and that passion with the tradition and the experience of some of the tutors and mentors that he had, you're on a great path.
It's kind of funny when you say Danny Perez, 2-time Iron Chef. I think Ryan Clark was sort of nodding in affirmation because Danny was 2-time Iron Chef. Ryan is 3-time Iron Chef. And no one else will ever achieve the pinnacle of that point than Ryan Clark. Now, of course, Travis Peters is probably listening right now saying, bring it on, man.
He's gnashing his teeth right now. I know he is. You know, Ryan's the reason they put the term limits on the Iron
that's
Chef.
That's exactly right.
You know, that's the reason. There's a tremendous talent and community. We're so glad to have these guys here in Tucson.
So, Rod Ledesma, you know, you talk about respect for ingredients, where, you know, and the fact, you know, Mike said you start with love, you end with love. Where did your love of food and your passion for food start from? Where, take us back to the beginning days of the Rod Ledesma story.
I'm very, very beginning. I mean, I grew up cooking. My mom taught me how to cook when I was a really, really little kid. I remember first thing I ever learned how to cook, she taught me was chocolate chip cookies. I'd sit on the counter.
I love her already.
Sit on the counter.
Big fan of your mom.
Chocolate chip cookies. Actually, I've got a tattoo of a chocolate chip cookie on my arm. It's the first thing.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We're going to take a picture of that and post it on our Facebook page.
How amazing is that?
If I may.
Oh, yeah.
Kindly indulge me, Chef. But what a beautiful testimony to that first experience.
Yes. I mean, I grew up like it's stuff like most, you know, kids watch, you know, Saturday morning cartoons or whatever. I watched the old school cooking shows like Yan Can Cook, Wolf Galloping Gourmet, Wolfgang, like Julia Child.
Oh, that's the real deal.
So I was watching the old stuff on PBS. My mom had cookbooks. I would just pour over all the cookbooks.
I love you all the more right now. I have some chefs saying, you know what? I grew up watching old school Food Network, you know, Bobby Flay. You know, no disrespect to Bobby Flay, but you're actually going back to the beginning of where food became real to people across the country through television.
Yeah, I was just like captivated by those shows. And my mom and I would sit there and watch them. We try and make some stuff from it. It was all a lot of fun. I mean, and then in high school. I started actually working at In-N-Out. It's kind of my first thing. Worked there for a while, and that actually, I mean, that made me fast because they pump out some numbers there.
Yeah, they do.
And then I was actually going to U of A after I finished high school. I was like, okay, I know this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to go to school. I'm supposed to go to college.
Right.
But I was never really, like, excited or passionate or, like, happy about doing it. And I was a psych major there, and I was a year shy of getting my bachelor's. I was like, I can't do it anymore. I was actually home for the summer, and the movie Ratatouille came on, and I was watching it. I was like, forget it. Like, I'm just gonna cook.
I love it.
Now, how does a psychology track in college equip you to be a better chef?
I mean, it kind of, you know, helps, like, you know, with kind of understanding somewhat. I mean, again, I was in college. I can't say I'm like a professional or anything, but it helps with understanding kind of like mentalities of where people come from. You're going to deal with a wide variety of people and personalities and everything like that. So it kind of maybe opens your eyes a little bit more to to other situations or things like that.
Right on. You know, here we are in the fall. You know, the temperatures are finally starting to drop. It'll be 88 on Thanksgiving, but that's fine. There's one day that we're going to rein it back into the 70s. What do you love about, you know, when you're thinking about the center of the plate in this season? You know, we think about what summer means from a culinary perspective. When we're shifting into the fall months, what do you love about the opportunities and the challenges as a chef that presents when you're putting together a new fall menu?
Oh, I love fall menus because, I mean, the weather's just starting. I mean, it's Arizona, so it's not really changing that much, but now it's starting to cool down a little bit, and you want something that's, you know, it's like hearty, like warms your, like warms your soul almost. Like you eat it, you feel good, you feel content, and you get like a lot more rich, like deep flavors versus other times of year when you're gonna go for something lighter. You want like fresh ingredients just to star, and this is like more. It's you build a lot more depth. So like, you know, braising meats or like the braised pork belly. We also have a braised short rib that we're doing on the menu too. You want something that's kind of like hearty.
Hearty is what it is. Now, he mentioned soul. You talked about love, Mike Lopez. I mean, you're thinking about enjoying a memorable culinary moment. It really taps into all the senses of who we are as human beings. I mean, this is what food should do. And when you talked about you and Ryan sharing a love of food, I think you can really tell when you're enjoying a meal from people that love food, the love manifests through the food. And when you're playing with these fall flavors and techniques, like you say, braising, it really brings in this kind of this robust, this earthiness.
Very hearty, very sturdy.
Hearty and sturdy, exactly. Kind of thing. And that's why people are raving about this new fall menu. So I got to say congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I got to tell you, you mentioned the cookbooks earlier. I love hearing stuff like that. You know, seeing the young guys coming up and, you know, I collect, you know, rare cookbooks. You know, many chefs do. We have just a library of cookbooks in our office. And I asked one of my cooks one time, when you look at the cookbooks, what do you see? He said, what's the cookbooks? I said, no, that's knowledge. When you have the knowledge, you get the passion, you get the love, and then you have the presentation and the power that you have now. So thank you for saying that. That goes so far in the industry today of knowing the roots and where the food came from and the traditions of the past. Everything that's being created now bases itself back to the Escoffier days of culinary cooking.
Exactly.
So we're building on those traditions and those stability. So thank you for doing what you do.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And these dishes are a manifestation of exactly what Mike Lopez was just talking about. And you have lovingly delivered to us a couple of dishes that you believe are kind of manifestations of what the fall feels and sounds and tastes and smells like. Why don't you talk to us about this dish? Because we're going in, Chef.
Awesome. Perfect. So first one we got here is, well, it's not about braising. So we got the cider braised pork belly that we have here. And then we glaze some hot honey, a little bit of the braising liquid. Also, we reduced it down to make kind of a demi-glace. And then we have the apples and house-made creme fraiche.
Beautiful. You called it hot honey.
Yes.
So this is literally, you're talking about temperature.
No, actually, heat level. So we actually make it here in-house. So it's not gonna kill you. It's not too crazy.
Oh, so you're talking
crazy,
about bringing a little spice to the party.
But we infuse the honey with some Thai chilies to give it a little heat.
Chef Ryan Clark, where did you find this guy? I mean, I know where you found him, but where did you find him?
He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. Oh. You know, when we came up with this fall menu, I said, Rod, here's a piece of paper. you know, start putting it together, and I let him really run with it. And the creativity, the techniques, like we talked about his relationship with the farmers, it really just came together nicely.
Well, Ryan, I mean, that goes back to the respect for the ingredients, the respect for the tradition. You know, this is the ultimate culmination of all of that together.
Absolutely beautiful. You've got this cornucopia of flavors all working together at one to create this new experience. You've got that tenderness of that belly. You got that velvety of that. Is that there's like a creme fraiche going on there?
Yeah.
Just beautiful. And the colors, the bounty. And I think, you know, to kind of get into a spiritual place, this is a blessing. This is a gift. When we're thinking about the hardworking farmers, the people that grow the produce, the people that bring us the protein, and you're actually taking the fruits of their labors and presenting it in a way that gives profound respect to the dish. Okay, this is where you have to start any culinary experience at the PY Steakhouse. We're going to do another quick tasting on this one, the next dish, but the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a PY Steakhouse gift card for themselves. We're going to do a little trivia question. Have you guys thought about something fun that we can ask our listeners today?
Yeah, actually, I was going to throw back a little bit to what I mentioned earlier. What inspired me to cook? What was the first thing that I learned how to make?
Oh, this is great. So you had to be listening to the show.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love when you do that. Okay, Chef Roderick Ledesma talked about his story, his journey, the inspiration, where it all began. What was the first thing that sparked that ignited his interest in the food world? We want you to let us know. First person in with the right answer is going to get a PY Steakhouse gift card. The address is onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in is going to get the gift card. We're going to take a very quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to try that other dish that Rod Ledesma has lovingly presented to us, and then get Chef Ryan Clark back in to talk about what we can expect moving on in 2018 at the PY Steakhouse. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back.
Well, here I am at Boca Tacos and Tequila in their new location on 4th Avenue, and I just ran into Chef Maria Maison. What's up, Chef?
Hola, Mateo. So what do you think? Do you like my new restaurant?
Are you kidding me? It's perfect. Such a great setting for a culinary and cocktail kickback in a totally casual atmosphere. And check it out. I'm surrounded by two of my favorite things, tacos and tequilas, on this great patio.
Oh, lucky you. And you know these are real tacos, made with real food and premium spirits, craft beer, wine to keep the fiesta going.
But what do you mean by real food?
It's all about the elegance, Matt, with gourmet flavors in more than 20 varieties of real Sonoran tacos, with premium proteins, fresh produce, and I promise you will not find sour cream and bright yellow cheese anywhere.
And 7 salsas made fresh every single day, from mild and chill to blow your mind hot, right?
You got it, dude, but enough talking. You look ready for a shot.
I'm in.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at bocatacos.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Mike Lopez broadcasting live from the 777 Happy Hour at the PY Steakhouse at Casino del Sol. We are here with the Honorable Chef Roderick Ledesma talking about this great pork belly dish that we're beginning our tasting journey through. We're going to get caught up with Chef Ryan Clark here in a minute to talk about what 2018 has in store when it comes to people that love food. But do you have another dish that you'd love for us to try, Chef? What's going on with this?
Yeah, please. So this next one we have here is our Arizona beef tartare. So we got the hand cut tartare, and what I really like about this, it's with whiskey barrel shoyu, capers. Some shallots. On a plate we have kind of onion charcoal puree and an espalette aioli and a soft egg.
And a soft egg, and soft it is, because I just lovingly cut the yolk that crowns the tartare with this beautiful kind of lavash cracker, and the yolk just begins to kind of slowly cascade over the crown of the beef. You talked about hand cut. So is there a technique when you're cutting the beef to render the consistency that you're looking for in this tartare?
You definitely want to cut with it against the grain so it's not too tough. But the quality of the meat is really, really nice as well. So it's already going to be tender
from
the start.
The quality of the protein sings. It's plated up beautifully. It's beautifully tender. You can actually, you can taste, I mean, again, here I go, getting spiritual again. You can taste the spirit of the farm where the protein came from. And you can't do that when you're buying mass-produced, you know, protein that comes to you frozen from Detroit, Michigan. You can't do that. This is beautiful.
That is just liquid love.
Beautiful. So I'm getting a little. I'm getting the wonderful richness of that yolk. I'm getting the fresh, the vibrancy of that beef. Talk a little bit about how you've painted the plate here with that side.
So I think it's really fun about this basically onion charcoal puree. So you're having tartare. Obviously, it's you're having raw beef, but this we char the onions, dry them out, and blend it with some black garlic and squid ink. Some oil, salt, pepper, and it's really cool because you're eating this raw beef, but it still gives you almost like that kiss the grill kind of flavor.
So just blending a little bit with some onion and some squid ink.
If only were that easy. If only were that easy.
Just another day at the office for Chef Roderick Ledesma. Ryan Clark, I got to say, good catch, dude. This guy is the real deal. He's totally legit. And just look at him. Just watch him. He just loves talking about food. It's not this sort of ego-driven, look at me, I'm great kind of thing, which sometimes dominates the chef scene nationally. This is a real guy with a real love for food, with a passion for what he does, and he's sharing his gifts with the universe. Well done, chef.
He's a teddy bear. He's a teddy bear, Matt.
But that's a teddy bear with a lot of talent.
Right. Last time you were on the show, you were talking about dinner with chefs, where you bring in another chef from another Tucson restaurant regularly throughout the year. You take a different part of the cow. You find a cut that you want to do. You build an entire dinner around that. This thing was off the charts successful last year, and you have the same plans to keep it going in 2018.
Oh, yeah, and we still have a couple left. You know, we've got Chef Kyle Nottingham. It's going to be next
awesome.
Week from Miravelle.
Awesome.
And then we wrap up the series with Ken Foy from Dante's
Fire.
Yeah. And so we'll have him here in December.
Don't say Dallas Cowboys to Chef Ken Foy the next time you see him.
Right.
Just a word of warning. Don't do that.
Okay, yeah, so, Matt, if you know that Kyle Nottingham is my chef, Eric Catalano's nephew.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Over at the forum.
There we go.
It's another Tucson thing.
So, small circle, small world.
So, we are looking forward to getting into 2018 with the new Dinner with Chefs series. This one will be called Dinner with Chefs and Celebs. So, we're actually introducing a few celebrities into the mix here, Matt.
Uh-oh.
What do you think?
Oh, I'm in.
I got one extra slot.
I mean, I know one celebrity. It's Mike Lopez. I mean, don't look at me. I'm just a guy that runs his mouth talking about food and beverage. Oh, stop it, Lorna. She's feeding my ego. But tell us more, Ryan Clark.
We obviously have great chefs coming as well. So we locked in Melissa Kelly that we talked about earlier.
Oh,
so Melissa Kelly will be out here, which is going to be awesome. We're going to have some people back as well. Kyle's going to do another dinner with us. Very talented. Tyler Fenton over at Riley. But when we get into the celebrities, we've got some Tucson celebrities. You know, John Perlman, the FC Tucson coach and general manager. He's going to be cooking in the kitchen and kicking off January with us.
Beautiful.
We've got John Fina, a U of A legend.
Buffalo Bill.
Arizona Cardinal. And then actually an Arizona Cardinal that's currently playing, A.Q. Shipley, one of the linemen. He'll be here.
How did you get him?
I just know some people, Matt. I know some people.
I got a guy.
Okay, so the 2018 calendar is going to commence in January. So get in on these Dinner with Chefs. You will not regret getting in on this entire series. But also here at the PY Steakhouse, we're talking about Thanksgiving. We're talking about Christmas. New Year's Eve is like a big deal out here as well.
New Year's Eve is going to be huge. And Thanksgiving is going to be huge. That's, you know, right around the corner. The buffet, amazing buffet for
huge.
Thanksgiving. We pack people in. It's absolutely beautiful. And then we do a little bit higher end dinner here in PY Steakhouse for Thanksgiving. Which Rod's prepared. He's got hams that we brined from scratch and we're going to put in the smoker. Turkeys that we broke down, we're cooking sous vide and then confying the legs and duck fat. I mean, these are good things happening over here.
And Roderick is just sort of like nodding and smiling. And was like, well, yeah, duh. Of course you confie.
We're going back to the past to bring it to the future.
But, yeah, you get into the holidays, you know, Christmas Eve, you have the family, come down to the casino, celebrate a little bit. New Year's Eve, that's a no-brainer. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great show out here. And we're just excited to have everyone out.
And call the Casino del Sol. Get your reservations because you've got to grab them. They're going to sell out, very soon. So go to Casino del Sol. What's the website address? Casino del Sol.
CasinoDelSol.com.
Get all the information. Rod Ledesma, I got to ask you. Now, sometimes Chef Ryan Clark lets you go home every now and then, I'm sure. I'm sure it's not just about the cot in the back. Sometimes you get to go home and see the family. But when you go home next and you have to take everything out of your refrigerator, but you can only leave one thing, if Rod Ledesma can only survive on one thing in his refrigerator at home, what is it?
I mean, his beer count.
Does beer count? Does. Of course it counts. You look at me. Does beer count? Of course beer counts. IPA, Amber, Pilsner, where are you going, man?
Probably leaning towards IPA more than anything.
A man after my own heart. Chef Roderick Ledesma, Chef de Cuisine at the PY Steakhouse. Come get to know him, get to know his story, experience and love his new fall menu. And Chef Ryan Clark, executive chef here, making news wherever he goes. I want to thank you guys. I love you guys, and thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Matt, thanks for coming. It's been great.
Mike Lopez, always fun having a smoke and a drink with you. Keep doing what you do. I love you, brother.
Matt, life is good. Glad to be here. Thank you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Mike Lopez reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll see you out here at the
news at the time.